Facebook users will soon see a couple of significant changes to their social media experience. Today in San Francisco at the company's annual developers conference called F8, CEO Mark Zuckerberg unveiled some new ideas and talked about a few new products, including live video and chatbots. Soon, for example, drone users will be able to live stream from drone to Facebook. Zuckerberg also talked about the company's focus on artificial intelligence and virtual reality. We spoke with Kurt Wagner, senior editor of social media at Recode, just before the conference began today. And I started by asking him about live video, which has become more popular through apps like Periscope and Meerkat. Why does Facebook now care so much about live video?
Well, Facebook cares a lot about video in general. And I think what it likes about live video is it's a little bit more raw, right? So much of what you put on Facebook is curated. You take the perfect photo from vacation or the perfect photo from your weekend with friends, and you put a lot of time and effort into curating the way that you look. I think with live video, it totally goes against that grain, right? There's no way to script it. And so I think that they're fascinated with that idea.
And we've seen a couple of examples of this so far. 3 million tuned in to watch BuzzFeed explode a watermelon. 5 million tuned in to watch Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg live stream a talk about live streaming. What kind of videos and what kind of quality will we see as these videos become more common?
Well, I think what's going to drive regular users to actually come watch this stuff long term is only if the quality is high. So, while it is unique that it is so raw and kind of unscripted, I think that there actually needs to be a little bit of a script if people are going to come back regularly to tune in on this stuff. So Facebook is actually paying some media partners, including folks like BuzzFeed, to create this kind of live video. And I wouldn't be surprised if we soon see them roll out some tools that are going to make it easier for them to use higher quality cameras, right? Because right now, a lot of this live video is filmed with smartphones.
Right.
But imagine if you could do that with the same kind of production cameras that they use for, you know, a live news broadcast, for example. So once that happens, I think we're going to see a lot more media companies actually using this.
The other thing that we mentioned that is expected to come up today at this developers conference in San Francisco is chatbots. What are they?
So chatbots are layers of software that live inside these messaging apps that you may use. So in Facebook's case, you know, Facebook Messenger is the app that we're talking about here. And the chatbot is intended to mimic a conversation with another human being and help you accomplish tasks that would otherwise, you know, take maybe a 1-800 number or at least a lot more effort on your end. So, for example, you could chat back and forth with a restaurant and arrange a reservation, or you could chat back and forth with, you know, everybody that you buy things from throughout the day, whether it be Target or restaurants or your dry cleaners, whatever. But because it all exists within this one messaging service, you don't necessarily have to create a new, you know, username and login password for each of these interactions like you often do now, when you have to download separate apps for each of the companies you want to engage with.
Kurt, big picture here with Facebook, the website The Information published a story last week that said that personal posting is down on Facebook. That is, people writing about everyday things as opposed to reposting something from BuzzFeed, for example. Is that seen as a bad thing in the eyes of Facebook, that we're not spending as much time saying, look what I had for lunch today, or I'm on my way to Hawaii, or whatever it might be?
I think it's definitely a bad thing for Facebook. And when you think about why this is happening, the news feed is structured so that a lot of the posts that come from, you know, the big media organizations or celebrities really do make it to the top of news feed, right? So the incentive for me to simply update, here's what I'm doing today on this Tuesday afternoon, is probably not that high, because I don't really know if anyone out there is going to see that post. So I think the issue is if the users aren't actually creating the content, if they're only consuming, if it's this one-way direction, I think that they're going to come back to Facebook less often. And ultimately, they're going to use Facebook in the way that people use Twitter right now, which is very much a consumption platform. And Facebook doesn't want that to happen, because for years, it's been the place for you to share things that happen in your personal life. And if it gets away from that, I think it could really alter the way that people use the service moving forward.
What is the one thing that you want to find out at this Facebook conference today?
I'm fascinated to see how I guess, advanced these chatbots are that we're talking about. So the in a perfect world, chatbots are powered by artificial intelligence software. And really, it should feel like I'm talking with another human, right? It can read and dissect language and talk back to me in the way that a human would. I think that we're a ways off from that. And I think what you're probably going to see today is a very, very low-key version of that, right? So maybe I ask a question and I get single one-word responses back from these bots. So I'll be interested to see how advanced they are and also, you know, how quickly they progress moving forward, because I think that that'll really make them more useful the more they act like actual human beings down the road.
That's Kurt Wagner, senior editor of social media at Recode, talking with us about Facebook's Developers Conference, which is getting underway today in San Francisco. Kurt, thank you.
Thank you very much.